All right, so today we're going to do a deep dive into a property rights case.
Oh, yeah.
Sands v. Ramsey Golf and Country Club, Inc.
Oh, okay.
This is the one where someone's like dream home in New Jersey
Right.
turned into kind of like a nightmare
Yeah.
because of additions to a local golf course back in 1959.
This case is really interesting. It's set a big precedent for nuisance law, especially in residential areas that have mixed use development. So, we're talking about golf courses, parks, businesses that are near homes.
So like anything that kind of
Yeah.
butts up against each other.
Yeah, exactly. Like different types of properties right next to each other.
Okay, so set the scene for me.
Okay.
What is the story here?
So imagine this idyllic community that's developed in like the 1940s, right? Like that classic post-war American dream vibe, right? Homes that are designed for families, a strong sense of community. And right in the middle of it all is a golf course, but it's not just like plopped down randomly. It's really integrated into the layout of where the houses were. The Sands family buys into this like seeming paradise in 1949, ready for the good life.
Okay, so where did things go south?
So in 1948, the golf club makes the decision to add a new tee, the ladies' third tee. And so you might think, what's the big deal about a tee?
Right, it's just a T.
Yes.
That's the big deal.
But this new tee was closer to the Sands property line than anything that they had originally planned.
So it wasn't just that there was a golf course, it
Yeah.
was that
Yeah.
this new T
Exactly.
changed
It
things.
was a significant change. So like picture this, right? You're enjoying your morning coffee, the birds are chirping, and all of a sudden, bam, bonkers are right there, like right outside your window. Early morning crowds. The constant whoosh of clubs swinging, stray golf balls
Slurring.
landing in your yard. And not to mention, you've got kids, right?
Are they going to get hit?
Exactly. You're worried about their safety. So basically, what was supposed to be this peaceful retreat has become kind of a hazard zone.
So I'm assuming the golf club's argument was,
Yeah.
hey, you bought a house next to a golf course. What
Exactly.
did you expect?
Yeah, assumption of risk.
Assumption of risk.
Yeah, that was their defense. They were basically saying like, hey, you knew this was a golf course.
You knew what you were getting into.
What did you expect? But here's the thing. The Sands couldn't have anticipated this specific nuisance. The new tee wasn't part of the original plan.
I see.
So how could they have assumed that risk?
So it wasn't just like, oh, it's annoying that there's a golf course here.
Right.
It was,
It was an annoyance that was unforeseen.
unforeseen.
Based on what they thought the community was going to be like. And that's a really key point when we talk about nuisance law. Legally, a private nuisance happens when someone's use of their property disrupts another person from enjoying their own property. So the question really is, was the interference unreasonable?
Okay, so I see why this is important. It's
Yeah.
not just like,
Right.
oh, there's something annoying next to me,
Yeah.
and I don't like it.
Exactly. It's about whether it crosses the
It's
line
across a line.
legally. Yeah. So the court had to weigh the golf club's actions against the harm to the Sands. And this is where that balancing test comes in. Did the benefit of this new tee to the golf club outweigh the harm that it caused the Sands? So,
Basically, they were trying to decide, was it
yeah.
reasonable
Was it reasonable for them to do this?
for them to put it there,
Right.
knowing it would impact this family?
Exactly. And so when they apply that test, they looked really closely at the impact on the Sands family. Peaceful enjoyment of their property was totally diminished. They had safety concerns, especially with the kids. And all of this stemmed from a change the golf club made that wasn't originally part of the community plan. Yeah. Interesting.
And on the other side, think about what it would take for the golf club to relocate the tee.
Right.
Sure, it would be inconvenient, but
Yeah.
they could manage it.
Yeah, they could figure it out.
It's not like shutting down the whole course.
Right. It's not a huge imposition. So it sounds like they saw that as like a pretty reasonable solution compared to what the Sands were dealing with.
And here's where it gets even more interesting.
Okay.
The court didn't just say, hey, golf club.
You have to like compensate the Sands family for their troubles. they actually issued an injunction.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's not just about money.
Exactly.
That's like you have to do something.
You got to do something.
Yeah.
You got to move this.
You got to fix this.
Right. And it wasn't about financial compensation at all. It was about restoring the sands.
Yeah.
Right. To peace and quiet.
Yeah. To enjoy their property.
On their property.
Yeah.
And the court recognized that just throwing money at the problem wouldn't actually fix it.
Yeah, money's not going to solve this.
So they had to move the tea.
Wow. So they really put their foot down.
Yeah.
They were serious about protecting the right.
Yes.
To really enjoy that property.
Absolutely. That's a great way to put it.
And this wasn't just a decision that impacted, you know, this golf course and this family.
Exactly.
It really set a precedent for future nuisance claims.
Yeah.
Especially in these situations where you have like
a
residential area
next to something else.
And it made it really clear that just because a structure or an activity was there first, it doesn't mean you could just cause any disturbance you want.
It was here first.
Right.
So I get to do whatever I want.
It's a free for all.
Too bad.
Doesn't matter how it affects you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have to be considerate of the people who live around you.
So even if something was there first.
Right.
You still have to be reasonable.
Especially especially if you're making changes that weren't part of the original plan.
Weren't part of the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, this case is really relevant today.
Oh, absolutely.
With more mixed-use developments popping up.
All over the place.
Yeah.
All the time.
All the time. And these conflicts over things like noise pollution.
Noise pollution.
Privacy.
Privacy.
It's like just how properties are being used.
Yeah. How are you using your property?
Yeah.
How are you using this?
Right.
Think about those debates that we're having over Airbnbs.
Airbnbs. Absolutely.
Like a late night party house.
Oh, yeah.
In a quiet neighborhood.
Or a business that's operating late at night in a place where people live.
This is where people live.
Right.
These really echo the issues from this case.
They really do. It's about finding that balance.
Yeah. Where's the line?
Yeah. What's reasonable?
Yeah. What's reasonable can be subjective.
It can be so subjective.
So how do we even begin to figure out?
Well, that's where this case,
Tenanzi
Ramsey, is so helpful because it gives us like a framework for figuring out these kinds of disputes.
Right.
It gives courts a way to look at the specifics of each case, the harm that's being caused, the potential solutions, and whether or not the situation is fair.
So it's not like a one-size-fits-all solution,
but
it gives us like a starting point.
It's a starting point.
Yeah.
It's about looking at the whole picture.
This has been a fascinating deep dive.
It has.
I'm really starting to understand why this case is so important.
Yeah.
It's about so much more.
It is.
Than just a golf course and some annoyed homeowners.
It really gets at how we balance individual property rights with the needs of a community.
Right. What's good for everyone.
Yeah.
How do we all get along
exactly
and be happy?
Yeah.
It really makes me wonder.
Yeah.
What if those T's had been part of the original plan?
Mm.
Would the Santas even have a leg to stand on?
That's a great question.
Yeah. Is this even a case then?
It really makes you think about assumption of risk. It really does make you think about that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like if they had seen that on the original plans.
Yeah. This is what we're getting.
Yeah. This is what you're buying into.
Right. We're putting T's here.
Right.
And we're going to have a golf course.
Yeah. Would they have been out of luck?
Yeah.
It's tough because on the one hand.
Yeah.
You want people to be able to rely.
Right. This is what it's going to be.
On those plans.
Yeah. This is the community I'm buying into.
Right. But then things change.
Things change.
Right. And sometimes those changes are necessary.
We need to make adjustments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it really highlights how important it is for developers to be really upfront.
Right. This is what it is now.
Yeah. This is what we're thinking.
But this might change.
Yeah. Things could change.
Yeah.
So just so you know.
Be aware.
Right. And then buyers also need to be aware of their rights and their options.
What if this does change?
Yeah. What can I do?
Yeah. What can I do?
Yeah.
What are my rights?
Exactly.
And it's not just limited to golf courses either.
Oh, absolutely not.
Like think about a park
that
gets turned into like a concert venue.
Oh, yeah.
Or a quiet like walking path that all of a sudden becomes like a mountain biking trail.
Right. Those kinds of changes.
Yeah. This was not what I signed up for.
can have a huge impact
yeah.
on the people who live nearby.
Especially if, like you said, it was designed for that originally.
Even if it was in the original plans.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's immune from these nuisance claims.
Just because it was there first.
All right.
Doesn't mean you have free reign.
Exactly.
Just do whatever.
And if it ends up, you know, really interfering with yeah. somebody's right to enjoy their property.
Yeah.
There's a legal case to be made.
So this is really a win for homeowners.
It is.
It shows that, like,
yeah.
hey, I have legal recourse.
You have rights.
If this is impacting my life.
Exactly.
In a negative way.
It reinforces the idea
yeah.
that property rights aren't just about owning the land.
Right.
It's about being able to enjoy it.
Right. And yeah. What's the point if I can't enjoy it?
Exactly. And if something is infringing on that.
Right.
This case shows us that
yeah.
courts are willing to step in.
We're going to protect you.
And protect those rights.
Yeah. But, you know, I always thought of those not in my backyard kind of disputes as like people just being stubborn.
Yeah.
But this is really eye-opening.
Yeah. There's so much more to it.
It's not that simple.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's about finding that balance.
Yeah. Finding that balance.
Yeah.
Between individual rights and community interests.
Yeah.
Between enjoying your own property and respecting your neighbors.
How do we all live together?
It's not always easy.
It's tough.
But this gives us something to work with.
Yeah. Here's how we can think about this.
Exactly.
So to all of our listeners out there.
Yeah.
Next time you hear about a zoning dispute or a neighbor complaining about noise.
Right.
Remember Sands v. Ramsey.
Remember Sands v. Ramsey.
It could help find a solution.
It could.
Well, this has been a fantastic deep dive.
It has.
Really insightful.
Absolutely.
Until next time, everyone.
Happy
listening.